Town Jimmy. Love that one. Hey, Joe. A two for Tuesday. I wish every day were a two for Tuesday just so we could just play a hell of a lot of Jimi Hendrix. A 900 for Tuesday.
I mean, you kind of can.
Yeah, I guess so. We could, right?
Let's just do it.
Screw it.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What is up?
You know this, that, the other thing. What's going on with you?
What are we doing for Gimme 5?
Tonight you're going, right?
I am. I'm going to the Taylor Hawkins tribute.
Which is going to be amazing. And there's so many incredible artists that will no doubt be reprising and coming up with new stuff as to what they did out in Europe. So I was thinking maybe, you know, some of the artists that are going to be there. Like we just found out that Kim Thayil not too long ago from Soundgarden is going to be there. Danny Carey from Tool. So maybe we should play some Tool.
All right.
But bands are going to be there. Artists that are going to be there tonight. Who are you looking forward to? Yeah, and who are you looking forward to watching? I guess Paramount's going to be live streaming again.
Excellent.
So, yeah, who do you want to see? Who are you excited about?
Weirdest reason you broke up on today's show. That's in the 4 o'clock hour.
That's awesome.
Beer is good for you.
That what? I've been saying that all along.
Beer, scientifically.
So does my gut.
Yeah. Scientifically now. Okay. Beer is good for
Liar.
You.
Liar!
Boop, newest TikTok challenge.
Ha ha.
And one American dollar.
Yay! Who's playing? You're playing? You have it.
I have a list, too. I have a list. Well, Yesterday, I guessed.
That's right. Okay. So I'll guess
lost
today.
Badly.
I will lose
so
badly today.
You will lose. I mean, you will guess.
Yes, I can't wait.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Speaking of bad fish, you were talking about beer a little while ago, and
beer
ever
is good
since you mentioned it, I want to know what?
Scientists claim.
Yeah, scientists.
Beer is good for you.
You guys rule.
2 pints a day may slash your risk of getting dementia.
Wow, really?
2 pints a day.
2 pints a day. That's
interesting.
How about
that?
How about 2 pints an hour? That's
Experts
right.
study drinking habits and dementia rates among 25,000 people over 60 years old.
That sort of makes sense. It's got to take some stress off you for one thing.
Drinking 2 pints a day slash the risk of memory-robbing condition by 33%, one-third.
Wow. Wow. Honey, I need some more beer.
Non-drinkers, a fifth more likely to be dementia sufferers than biggest drinkers.
Now, what about people who stop because they had a lot of booze for a long time? Maybe that kind of carries over. Let's say it does for those who decide they can't. No, that can't be right.
I'm just guessing based on what I read. These are Australian researchers
who went through the drinking habits. Of course it was Australian researchers.
Of 25,000 people over 60.
Hello, Bruce! Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the results showed people who drank an equivalent of 2 pints a day were a third less likely to get...
Damn.
How crazy is
that? That's impressive. And it makes a sort of sense to my mind because I really want it to. But it does sort of make sense.
Well, how does it make sense?
Because it takes so much pressure off, you know, and it sort of makes you have to think in different ways. Like, wait a minute, where did I leave my keys?
Although, so you think, where did I leave my keys is going to help me with...
Yeah, sort of.
What?
Maybe, yeah. Because, you know, they do say to ward off dementia, you should always be trying new things. And like, you know, trying to open up new pathways in your brain, basically, is what it does as you move on through life.
I
guess in a way that might help.
So 2 pints a day what they're saying in Australia.
Keith, 2 pints a day.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, mama boy.
Time for one American dollar.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a buck. I'm going to get a dollar.
You might, and you might not. We'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
To get it right, you have to get, let's see, 4 out of the top 10.
4 out of the top 10?
Yes.
And the subject is?
And the subject is, hold please, the 10 best countries in the world, according to U.S. News and World Report.
Like best in what way?
Best countries to live in.
To live in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide you're going to live somewhere, you should choose one of these 10.
One of these 10 because they're the best 10 to live in.
Okay, so I got how many choices?
Six guesses to get 4 because I think you're going
to
get
a
decent amount.
4.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the phone a friend thing, right?
Nope, we're not.
I decided who my friend should be for this round.
There's no friend.
You're going to be my friend. I'm going to call you.
I'm looking at the list though.
There you go.
It seems like that's cheating.
It'd be perfect.
All right, 6 guesses to get 4 of them. Top 10 countries in the world to live in.
There's absolutely no way I can't say USA! USA! I was like, that would be bad.
Correct.
I mean, for one. Canada is probably a pretty good place to live, I would think.
Does that sound like a question? Is that a guess?
No, it's a guess, but I would... Yeah! Woohoo!
Two and two.
You know, I have a couple friends that have been saying forever, long before everything got crazy and bananas, we're going to get out of here and move. And I can't remember where they were always on about.
No, that would be good if you could remember.
I
that
wanna
story
say,
would be helpful.
I want to say Japan. Seems like a good place to live. Oh, wow. Good.
Three okay. for three.
There's a hell of a lot of amazing.
So you get three more guesses to get one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three more guesses to get one right out of the top 10.
So I said the U.S., Canada, and Japan so far.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go with New Zealand because I just think I hear good things about New Zealand. I knew you're moving your little. I knew it. You're moving your stupid little hand.
Right. So that's.
Screw your stupid little hand.
Four guesses, three right. So you get two more guesses to get one right.
I'm going to go with Switzerland. I know someone who lives there and they say it's amazing and a nice. Oh, wow. Yay. Woohoo. I'm shocked. I am actually shocked. I really didn't think. I could do it this
You're a
time.
Son of a bitch. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
I really didn't think I could. I couldn't think of it.
Number 10, Denmark.
Denmark, okay.
Number 9, France.
I had France here.
Number 8, United Kingdom.
Oh, see, now I was going to ask about that. Is that England? Is that everything? Is
I think it's
Scotland?
United Kingdom.
Yeah, well, France.
I mean, I think it's... No, it's not France.
Oh, that's right. They're
it's
not.
United
they're
Kingdom.
Their own little... Yes. Their own cute little country.
What's wrong with you?
Well, they should give it.
7 is Australia.
Australia, mm-hmm. Really? Okay. All
right. 6 is Japan.
Okay.
Which you got. Mm-hmm. 5 is Sweden.
Sweden, okay.
4 is United States, which you got. 3 is Canada, which you got.
Uh-huh. Wow, what are the top 2?
2 is Germany.
No! Really?
Yep.
People do love Germany these days.
Well, I think that's the point.
Very happy there. Since the I guess, all right.
Are you arguing
oh, yeah,
my point?
Oh, that's right.
And number 1, you got Switzerland.
Woo! Right, that's number 1?
Number 1.
I've been there. I don't know that I would say it's number 1.
Really?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a little
go
weird.
There. Yeah. Where did you visit?
Quite a few places, but
let's call
one of them.
Wish,
okay. Yeah, you guys suck. Did you know that?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Hey, I need my dollar. Where's my dollar?
I'm good for it. I'll bring it in another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Guido!
I'll bring it in.
A little help.
No worries.
All right. Where did you say you get this from, this little bit of audio?
This audio is from an Instagram, and I'll tell you who's in a second.
Okay.
The Vice article is, why are people sunning their a-holes on TikTok?
Is it really truly sunning or just presenting?
Oh, no, it's sunning.
They're actually giving them a little sun, and we get to watch.
This is what they say.
Okay.
The area between the pubic bone and the anal cavity.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing much going on down there, I don't think.
See what you did?
Nope.
Sunning this area, also known as perineum sunning, at least 3 minutes at a time, apparently creates a surge in energy equivalent to walking around in the sun all day, recharging, or having a cup of coffee.
Or especially when you actually show it to the world. When you do that, that just gives you quite a charge. Yeah, get a charge out of that, I'll tell you.
The hashtag perineum sunning is getting over 2.7 million views.
Wow. Please tell me you haven't done this.
I have not.
Woo!
However, there are two guys, and I don't know if they're comedians or not. I think they must be.
You guys comedians or something?
Because it is on the Instagram page for... do you have it? Oh, why am I playing
it? Over here. I don't know.
Netflix is a joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're a comedy festival. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So these two guys are standing in front of the Irvine City Council.
Okay.
And they're presenting their case that this needs to be a thing.
That they really should help promote health by sunning
your butthole.
Right.
Yes. And the first guy that walks up starts by saying this.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. And I'm here today to promote an amazing new holistic...
Hold on. You missed it when you were saying what up. He did say what up, council.
Yeah.
But then he followed it up with my name is Chad Kroger.
Yeah.
Who's the lead singer of Nickelback.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not him, though? I just assumed it was.
No, this is just a dude.
Oh, okay.
Just a dude.
Holistic practice. This is something I accidentally discovered at my first weenie roast.
Weenie roast?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
During the Lumineers set, I passed out face down, nude, and spread eagle in the sun. And soon thereafter, security woke me up, and I was surprised at how lucid I was.
What's the city council doing at this point? They must be staring at him. Like,
everybody is trying to figure out, is this guy kidding around? Because what he's saying is stupid.
Right. First of all, Chad Kroger.
How quickly can we stop this?
Right.
That's what they were thinking.
Right.
And they tried to.
I was expecting to be sloshed. But here's the thing. I wasn't. I didn't realize where this mysterious boost came from until my health guru, Troy from Venice.
Troy from Venice.
My health guru.
Yeah, I used to go out there.
Troy from Venice.
Yeah. He's pretty good. Yeah.
Told me something called perineum sunning. Perineum sunning is where you allow direct sunlight to penetrate your bare sphincter for 30 seconds or more.
I heard some woman
in the background.
Oh, come on.
Dr. Drew says that the sun is a...
Dr. Drew
says the sun is a natural
massive electric node in the sky.
Mayor. The public speaker is allowed to speak about something that is within the jurisdiction of the city of Irvine, but this subject matter is not.
It's a holistic practice that I think will radically change everyone's lives. So,
point of order.
Please allow my colleague to expand, and thank you.
What up, council?
This is his buddy.
They're like, all right, for sure. Don't forget, say what up, council.
And he's going to talk to them about how relevant
right.
it is
in Irvine
and how they shouldn't just dismiss this.
Right. No, I, you know.
The difficult thing about perineum sunning is that there's no space where we're allowed to practice it. We can't do it at my mom's house because it weirds out my mom's boyfriend, Greg, who is a legend. And we're not allowed to do it at the parks. So, to your interjection that this isn't within the city's jurisdiction, we will ask that the city create a space for this health practice. If it's cool with you, council, I would love to have my friend and colleague Chad Kroger demonstrate the position for perineum sunning. If you can redirect your attention towards the stairs.
All right, stop it right there. So yeah. Then his friend Chad Kroger flips over and puts his feet up toward the sky
right.
and gets in the position
right.
of sunning his beehole
right.
indoors
right.
so that they can see how it's done.
Because they couldn't possibly imagine.
Right.
And did it pass? Did the measure pass unanimously?
Think it helped. I don't think it helped.
We should create a space.
To sun your butthole?
Yes.
All right, listen.
Somewhere here in Burbank. I think they'd be very open to it in Burbank. What up, council?
What up, council? My name's Chad Kroger.
So I was at the Weenie Roast, passed out drunk. Wow, what band was it that was on?
Lumineers.
We could do the sunning at my mom's house, but it freaks out Greg.
Her boyfriend.
Who's a legend.
Who's a legend.
Oh, that was brilliant. I hope you guys were here 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I love that
so classic.
Much. I posted it on my Twitter as well,
good.
At the Kevin Ryder.
Go find out. You need to...
Perineum sunning.
Yeah, you need to partake.
Need to get into it.
Yep.
Let's talk about funny reasons people broke up, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Right.
Of weird, funny, strange... reasons that you broke up with someone.
Like, you know, you thought you were totally into them, but then this or that happened and boom, done, gone,
right.
out, nope.
There's a list all over the internet of bad reasons
sure.
because people break up for the strangest reasons ever. And I assume that they wanted to break up and this was finally the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever.
Right. Well, this is when I first went. I can't say broke up for
well,
myself.
Well, I have a list and,
oh,
then,
yeah.
and then we'll ask yours.
Okay.
But for example, I broke up with my college boyfriend because he wouldn't stop calling me bro.
That's, you know, I can see that. I can sort of see that. Although I have these almost tics.
My kids,
I have to say things.
Yeah, my kids call me bro.
Yeah.
Because they find it funny.
Sure.
And they know that it annoys me just a little.
But if your girlfriend, well, no, I guess if you called your girlfriend bro all the time, I could see where she
yeah.
would get a little tired
sure,
of it
course.
After a few months.
Of course. That's why
fair
they broke
enough.
Up.
Yeah.
So tell your story.
Oh, yeah, I was in junior high. This is junior high, so, you know, you're a little more wound up about music and how important it is, but I took a girl to a pizza place, and she dropped some money in the jukebox, my quarters or dimes or whatever it was. She played disco! I didn't break up, necessarily, but I'm sort of like,
she
this is
disco.
Never going to work! Disco!
Oh, see, that's...
Three disco, not one or two. This is in the 70s, of course. I mean, I guess if it was in the 90s, it'd be a lot worse, but...
I don't know that it would be.
Yeah.
Because in the 70s, she meant it.
Yeah, she was into it, man.
And that's a good reason to break up. I'm going to go so far as to say that.
I'm going
to
still claim that I broke up with her, by the way.
Here's another one who said that she broke up with him because he would kiss the whole family on the lips.
Oh, my God. Good reason. Hey, Grandma. How you doing?
Her family, too. And her family wasn't into
Damn.
It. So it was
no.
like,
Wow. You know,
yeah. I broke up with a dude because he walked too fast.
All right.
He was 10 inches taller than me and a self-described fast walker. And I just pictured my life trailing behind
yeah.
him. And I was like, I can't.
Imagine when you're 90.
Slow
the hell down.
I can't do it.
Don't blame him. Good reason.
Another one is that his unit was too big.
Boy, that's happened to me so often.
Right?
They just have to leave. They're like, I can't. I'm sorry.
So weird.
Maybe some sort of reduction.
Funny, strange reasons you broke up with somebody.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You broke up with them because of the way they eat.
Right.
They don't have hygiene, whatever.
That's whatever a good reason, though.
That's a good one, yeah. 818-955-KLOS. At 5 o'clock, we do our Gimme 5, which is five songs in a row with a theme. And today, we're doing some of the people who are playing tonight at the Taylor Hawkins Tribute.
Yeah, if you're looking forward to actually going, who is it you're most looking forward to seeing of all the bands that are going to be there? Vote for them and their bands. And you can also be watching, by the way, as Paramount Live streams it. So who is it you're looking forward to for Gimme 5 tonight?
It's coming up tonight at 5 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about the weirdest reasons you broke up. Why did you break up? And the more strange,
weird and
the
odd, and yeah.
KLOS, hello.
So I agree with your music. I used to go to this girl. I was dating this girl, and I'd go over to her house, and she'd be like, "Oh, you gotta listen to it. You'll love it. You'll love it." It'd be like REO Speedwagon.
REO Speed Dealer.
I love Sabbath. I love Zeppelin, but she just loved that. You know, I couldn't do it. I quit playing
this
out with
song
her.
Is gonna change your life. Words I hate.
I really do believe that's a huge thing. That's not a tiny thing. That's a huge thing.
I agree. Yeah.
If she likes REO Speedwagon, you move on.
Well, my significant other, I can handle it. She's a big Tom Petty freak who's cool.
Excellent.
And I've been hearing every Tom Petty song for the last 16 years.
All right. Well, you got to give up something.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
After years of just kind of being, you know, friends, whatever else, we finally ended up together. Once we were living together, I just realized how bad her hygiene was.
Oh, no. How did you not realize before that?
I feel like before we were living together, like, she would shower beforehand.
Whatever right. Else. I was going to say.
Her apartment a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it was, like, dirty, whatever else. But didn't really think much of it.
Until you moved in, and then
so
you realized.
Was, in too deep.
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, that can be, that's definitely.
That's a deal breaker.
I agree.
Agree.
Totally, yeah.
Right,
thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, from high school to like my mid-20s, I'd break up with the first argument, which is stupid, but.
What?
I'd just break up and move on.
Wow, so you just wanted the actual perfect relationship right out the gate.
That's crazy.
I was totally irrational.
Do you know that's crazy?
Now you've changed, right?
I do know.
Yeah, okay.
I had a girl try and pick a fight with me the day before going to Disneyland, and I'm not going to the happiest place on earth with you. Broke up with her right in his hair.
Well, you know, I think that's fair, actually, that one. But not usually.
It's also the way to be alone for life.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird or funny reasons you broke up.
You're going to see those humans tonight, Kevin, Brian May, and
yes.
Roger Taylor. So for the Gimme 5, we're going to do some of the bands and artists that are going to be there tonight.
At the Taylor Hawkins
Tribute. Yeah. And so start voting for those. Maybe you want to vote for Geezer and Black Sabbath, or maybe you want to do John Paul Jones of Led Zepp. He's going to be there. Maybe some Zeppo. It's up to you. We'll start taking those like right up at 5 o'clock. Right now, however.
We are talking about weirdest reasons that you broke up. You have one?
Yeah. How you Gilbert's doing, man?
We're good. Thank you. The weirdest reason you broke up.
Well, the weirdest reason. I don't think it's weird at all.
All right.
As soon as they say, I love you. Will you marry me? I say, see ya.
Hey, dude, what's your name?
Raj.
Raj, I love you. Will you marry me?
See ya.
Hi, KLOS.
I wouldn't call it weird, but I broke up with a girlfriend because her parents were out of town on the East Coast. She lived on a couple acres up Bokeh Canyon. While they were out of town, threw a rager for New Year's Eve. That was it. When they got home, that was the end of the relationship.
You broke up with her because
she threw a party?
Oh, she broke up with me.
Oh.
Because you threw a rager at her place.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
I get that. I hear that.
I get that totally.
Yeah, man, she just needs to... I mean, was it like risky business? Was the place destroyed?
It was destroyed. It was, like I said, 2 acres, and there was like 1,500 people there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what she's thinking, man.
You did the right thing.
She should have known that you know how to throw a party.
It was horrible, though.
That's a gooder. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Talking about weird reasons you broke up.
It was really me being not knowing anything when you're that age in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the girl said, hella, all the time.
Dude, that really kills me, too.
Certain words. Or hella. You hate that word?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I can't do hella.
So if your current girlfriend suddenly just got it into No Doubt and started saying hella a lot, you'd be like,
now if I'm hella out.
Yeah, well,
No Doubt now. Yeah. Yes, I would be.
That
out.
Would be a good reason.
Yes.
All right. I think we understand that.
We'll accept that.
Yeah.
Slargo.
Yo.
Could you please play Let Van Halen Rock, the happy song Jump?
Jump. I've heard of that one. I think we can do that. Yeah.
I'm stoned, buddy. So
right
I'm
on. Woo!
Now. Right on, man. On top of the wave.
Nice.
Enjoy.
Tonight is the night. I mean, how long have we been waiting for this? It's really forever, announced like in June for sure, the Taylor Hawkins tribute happening tonight.
It was first in England.
Yep. Which was amazing. Yeah.
And it's got a list of people that are going to guest star. It is crazy.
Yeah,
Joe Elliott is going to be there. Taylor Momsen.
Yep.
Josh Homme.
Yep.
John Paul Jones,
Brad Travis Wick from Barker, Rage, yeah. Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen, Weezer from Black Sabbath for crying out loud. So we were thinking the bands you're looking forward to seeing, the artists, of course, they'll be doing the music that Taylor loved. That's their goal most likely tonight. But which ones are the ones you're very excited about seeing on?
In a row.
Kevin, you just mentioned Taylor Momsen. She was a recent ad, so I thought we'd start off with Death by Rock and Roll.
Excellent.
From Taylor on 95.5 KLOS. Give us a call. The ones you're looking forward to, 818-955 KLOS. They have really, at the forum tonight, have a huge challenge in front of them because the European Taylor Swift.
How dare you?
How?
Taylor Hawkins.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the tribute was incredible. So it's a lot to live up to. And she's one of the ones just recently added there. Another Taylor. Taylor Swift 2.
Sebastian Bach is going to be there.
Yep.
Travis Barker.
Yep.
Geezer Butler.
Yeah.
Matt Cameron.
Who are you most looking forward to, man?
Honestly, I've never seen Phil Collins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ever.
All right. So you're looking forward to Phil Collins this evening.
One of them.
Yeah.
John Paul Jones, of course, is going to be there. And Josh Homme and Dave Grohl are them Crooked Vultures.
Right. Yeah.
Love that band.
Yeah.
It's hard to... How do you...
I mean, especially, there's
put your
such
finger
an amazing,
on so many different people.
And what will they be playing? All
Brad
Wilk,
the drummer
favorites.
For Rage.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can watch it on Paramount, apparently. You can live stream it there. I don't know how much of it is actually going to happen as, you know, straight up.
Wolfgang Van Halen?
Yeah. Yes.
Going to be there?
Yes. So some of the most recent adds to the list was Kim Thayil from Soundgarden, which is mind-bendingly cool. Taylor Momsen right there. Pretty reckless. And also... Danny Carey from Tool.
Ah.
So that just gives a nice excuse.
Good reason to play Tool.
Exactly. Yes. It is KLOS.
95.5. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Danny Carey from that band
right
there.
Danny Carey from that band right there.
So excited,
so excited, man.
That is so damn cool.
That is so damn cool.
I'm Kevin and I'm a Quimby. Gimme Five. So we're sort of looking at the bands that are going to be showing up at the forum tonight, playing music for Taylor Hawkins in tribute.
Bands are artists, from bands. It's been crazy.
And the list is incredible. A list of luminaries. How much did you say the tickets were?
I think they were $149 or something like that.
Fair. I mean,
fair. It's better than fair for this show.
One of the greatest prices for one of the greatest shows ever. So
they made
exciting.
Sure that you can't transfer the tickets and stuff like that. They really had stuff in place so that no one, to my knowledge, is making thousands of dollars on it.
They're working at it. Yeah,
yes.
Really hard.
They're doing
the
best.
So Gimme Five, the bands you're looking forward to seeing pay tribute to Taylor Hawkins out there tonight. What do you got?
Hello. Hey, I got a great request. I heard... Geddy Lee and Alex are coming from Rush.
Yep.
They are?
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. So you want to throw some Rush on. Any song in particular?
How about Red Barchetta?
Sweet. Color it done, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Right on. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's Brian May and Roger Taylor from Queen playing the forum tonight, which usually would be news in itself. But the list of luminaries is insane.
It is going to be quite great.
Yeah, you're going to be out there.
Yep.
Watching the Roger Taylor. Oh, my God.
Be
I'm going to go home.
It's the Taylor Hawkins
tribute.
Tribute.
I have this weird thing where the most important thing always gets blanked out in my brain.
That's
really
excellent.
Yeah, it's very helpful. It's really good.
That's a great system.
Ozzy, who's been so active on social media lately and all his stuff and the little contests they've been running. And that giant version of himself, and
I
he's just
that.
So alive and
25 foot
Yeah, Ozzy is exactly. That is his latest patient number 9 on KLOS. So a little while ago, we did the Gimme 5, and it was 5 of the bands you're most looking forward to seeing out there tonight.
At the Taylor Hawkins tribute show at the Forum.
Yep, and you can live stream that on Paramount. And we got one more. Who are you looking forward to watching play tonight?
Shane Hawkins. Come on, man.
Yes.
I saw him on... when Grohl was just staring at him at the concert.
Yep.
And it was so bitching to see. It was almost like Dave was staring at
Taylor. It was, yeah.
Oh, God.
It was.
It was so bitching. And I wanted to let you guys know, thank you very much for all the work you guys do. And hopefully that will help. You know, his son.
Agreed. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Shane's quite good on the drums himself.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very good. Yeah. You can see his father in him.
Especially in his smile. Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo won one American dollar.
Yeah!
By getting 4 out of the top 10 best countries to live in.
I know where I'm going. And with my dollar, I'm going to one of them countries.
Good luck with that $1.
Thanks, man.
Newest TikTok challenge is sunning your beehole.
And you do not want to see the videos on these.
Proceed with caution.
Yes.
And we'll be tweeting live tonight from the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert.
Oh, cool. Yes,
from the Forum.
Nice. Very cool.
Starts at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on Paramount Plus.
All right. So I'm off to watch you tweet from the show.
And I'm off to tweet from the show. See you tomorrow.
68683 is the number to text right this second. What's the word?
Hard Rock.
If you want to join the party on October 8th with Heidi and Frank, the 10th anniversary bash happening at the Hard Rock Cafe, Hollywood, October 8th. What is it again?
Text Hard Rock, one word. 68683. Let's talk about Heidi and Frank. You want to give that out?
Yeah. So they got that party coming up. They've been here for 10 years. They decided to throw them a little bash. And if you would like to join them on October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe, you need to text this word.
Renee, R-E-N-E.
To
68683.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off was responsible for the Beatles' Twist and Shout reappearing on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1986. It peaked at number 23. Do you have Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, Born to Run, in your library? Ooh, ask your butler to see if you do. It was released on this day in rock in 2016.